Okay, we'll try this again. This is N2OIQ, not control for the Black and White service net. My name here is Dan. Just now, it's held every evening at 9 p.m. on Boomba Intercom Computer 146.655 mHz. The computer location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomba on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic pray all times, they can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this time? The next Boomba Intercom meeting will be on July 17th at 7 p.m. The Drive Plant, Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Carter Street, Boomba. Everyone's welcome to attend, and the amateur realist is not required to become a member. If anyone's interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boombaarc.com. Any echo link stations want to check in at this time, please call now. Portable battery powered or mobile stations wish to check in, please call now. This is N2OIQ, not control for the Black and White service. I would only take all members and members again. Please call now.
KV2AIT.
N5AOW.
KC2WI.
Okay, I want to thank Pete for getting me around the right repeater here. I started out on the wrong repeater, on the lava repeater, so never even paid attention to looking at the radio. So, pretty good. Thanks, Pete. So, okay, we're KC2AIT and N5AOW and N2OI. KC2NWI. There we go. That was picked up in that formula last night. I want to thank him very much. I was unable to do it, so we did it. Thank you. Okay, we'll go with KD2. There we go. That's wrong. 2 KD2AIT. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening, KD2AIT. I just wanted to remind you there, Dan, on the echo wave stations usually have a lag from the computer network. You know, it's basically the signal's got to come in here from the repeater, and then the computer digitizes it and then sends it off to them, and then their computer, scrambles it and then reads it back. And there's a little bit of a lag in there. I don't know if there's anybody on there right now, but a lot of times you have to give them like a 10-second delay when they're asking for echo link stations, because they just, they can't push the button in time before you come back on there. And the application won't allow them to step on anybody. At least it should, most of the time it's not supposed to. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there for any of the net controllers, that when you're calling for echo link stations, you might want to give them 10 seconds or so of time to give them a chance to respond. Anyway, not much going on here. Worked most of the day. Still working a little bit right now. Doing a snapshot on one of the drives here and trying to see if we can get a... how long it's going to take to do a copy of it, so that way I got an idea how long it's going to take to do a copy on one production one. So anyway, that's about it. Not a lot to report. Not a bad night out. The humidity seems to have died away, and got the doors open. So it has, don't really need the air conditioner much. 82 AID, back to net control.
Okay, pretty good, Jeff, finding me report. Yeah, thanks, Bob, for bringing that up to me, too, also. Yeah, about the Echolens, yeah. So, yeah, very good. And, so you had a busy day there today with everything. And, yeah, it's cooled off tonight. I think they said it's supposed to get down in the low 50s tonight. So that's good. Good night for sleeping. it was a super day out today though. The temperatures are pretty nice. So, okay, Jeff, thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. And 5EOW giving Bill, and how's everything with you this evening?
Good evening, Dan, and 5AOW. Good evening, Jeff and Pete as well. Anyone else on frequency? Fantastic day today. And just one of those days I think you'll want to get out and enjoy it. Do as much as you can. Recharge the batteries and get everything up and running. You know, we just have too many of those dark, cloudy days with the rain coming, but nice. It was a good day. Went out with a buddy and played 9 holes that turned into 18, and well, I'm paying for it dearly tonight, but anyway, it was an excellent day, and I enjoyed it. Just being out in it, wasn't much breeze, it was perfect temperature, made an outstanding day, you know, it just, you don't get too many of those like that. So, that's about all I've got to report. Not a whole lot going on. I don't know what the temperature was, but I know it was certainly pleasant. So back to you, Dan, 73 to all at 5AOW.
Okay, Bob, very good with your report today. Golfing went on. I bet it was a good day out there for golfing. Yeah, it wasn't too hot, you know, and the humidity, there weren't too much humidity there today. How was the bugs up there at the golf course? I hear there's a bug that reads. But today, I don't, it's bad today to have that, but they've been hit pretty good. How was the bugs up there at the golf course?
Later in the afternoon, they were coming out. They were getting prominent on Tuesday night when we do the league. Absolutely terrible after 7 o'clock. So they'll carry you off. Back to you, Dan, and 5AOW.
Okay, pretty good on that, Bob. Pretty good on that. So I guess the bugs are all over, I guess. Yeah. So there's so much rain and stuff, I think that there's caused a lot of bug problems, but, maybe it was right out here. Well, you know, we've had enough rain for a while, I think. I think the water table was in pretty good shape now, so I have to wait and see what happens. Okay, thanks, Bob, for checking in, Bob. Talk to you later. KC2WI, giving Pete, how's everything to do this evening?
KC2WI, well, not bad, but I really screwed up my schedule today. What prompted it was the mosquito problem. I went into town and expected I'd come back and I'd go out, maybe go for a swim or something, and I just spent a little more time in town, and then I, you know, checked a couple things, and then I answered a phone call, and of course that's when it started to get kind of cloudy. So if I was smart, I would have skipped the trip into town completely because it was nothing urgent, and waited till tomorrow morning when it's going to be a little more overcast than that. But I really missed being out, taking my 2 or 3 hours off in the middle of the day. But on the big thing on the agenda was to go in and get the mosquito control stuff that a Tractor Supply has, and it's a concentrate. You know, it has a sprayer, you hook it on the hose, and it works quite well, and I just had enough, and I wanted to do it while it was dry and all that kind of thing, and so I went in and I got that, and I you know, did a few other errands, and the next thing you knew it was 1 o'clock, and that would have been okay if I had just gone out, but that is one more thing and one more thing, so I ended up doing more things around. I ended up getting the hose out and actually doing the treatment, you know, cutting some, not really brush, but as much as I could get everything down around the edges of the house and that, all the places where the mosquitoes breed and hide, anything that's damp like that. And so I got some things accomplished, and in between did a little computer work here and there, and I'd go in and, you know, check on something and do, you know, run the next thing or whatever. Finally, it cleared back off kind of nicely here, and I went out for a little bike ride around 7:30. Well, it was going to be, I was going to go for a walk, or I thought I'd just drive over the boat launch, maybe even go for a swim, even though it wasn't that hot. And I said, I got my bike out. I put a new, found a new tube, put the tube in, so about 7:45, I think. I took the HT with me, but I heard a couple stations, one at least, echo link in and out, and I was anticipating that I'd stop and check in, but I guess Paul wasn't around, and, you know, I didn't really have a watch to know what time it was, and I didn't stop. So I made a loop out Greg Road and back around to Otter Creek Road there, and it was a nice little bike ride, but I got to find my clear glasses, you know, just by their safety goggles, basically. But when the buds are out, you got to have something, even on a bicycle. So it really helps. I can now be outside.
K2, Zenizette, good evening, Jack. And how's everything you this evening?
Well, not too bad, actually, today. The My kind of temperature, actually, high was 78. We had 59 overnight, so we were able to cool the house down, and today was not that blistering hot. And other than that, I did some, we had some of the winds the other night. I had a lot of little limbs to pick up out in the yard and everything. So my trees are getting pretty big. So, you know, you're getting a lot of dead branches coming out. And that's about it, I guess. Right now, we're 65. And I agree, I think it's supposed to be pleasant again tomorrow, hopefully, anyways. 7 trees all around. KA2, that ends up.
Okay, we get Jack on your report this evening. Day there, sounds like you have a pretty good day there for sure, you and Carol. So, yeah, like I say, tomorrow's not be tough with that day, so it'll be kind of nice. It's going to get cool tonight. I think the TV said it's supposed to be down to 50 tonight, so. But, be good enough to sleep, I guess. So, very good, Jack. Thanks a lot for checking in. We'll talk to you. Is there other check-ins wishing to check in? Please call now. Any comments or any queries, please call now.
KC2WI.
Web Pete, M2YQ.
Yeah, it's supposed to be sunny in the morning and then cloudy and maybe some showers, and then Friday looks like a real, real nice day. Really nice day, and unfortunately I'm tied up. Otherwise I'd take off and you know, stay out, go up Thursday or Friday morning and have a nice day. But yeah, the day to do something right now looks like Friday. But you got a camper, so you know, it's not so bad. You don't have to set stuff up in the or you know, take it down in the rain, so. Should be nice up there, KC2WI.
Yeah, very good, Pete. Yeah, now all I got to do is vacuum it up there and put the bubblers under it. And if I don't want to put the canopy out, it's good. That rolls down, so it's not a major problem either, but makes a lot easier, that's for sure. But the main thing is just putting the jacks underneath that bubble, so it don't rock. So, keep a good beat. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Any other check-ins or any commentary inquiries for the NAT, please call now. Okay, that's it for this evening. I want to thank everybody for the check-in this evening. Not a bad NAT, for sure, so. This is N2OYQ, now closing the Black River Light Service NAT, and return repeater to other amateur. 73 for good and gone. And 20YQ pair.
KC2WI.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now please.
This is KC2WI.
KC2WI, hello Pete. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations. KA2000Z for Lot 10, looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Well, thank you Pete for checking in, much appreciated. 73s to you. Anybody listening? 73s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.